Grace and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you. Please be seated. Our text today introduces us to two people. First, we see an unrighteous judge who is completely pagan and probably in many ways corrupt. He doesn't care about justice or right or wrong. He doesn't care about what God thinks, nor does he care about what people think. The second person in this story is a widow seeking justice. We are not told the details concerning where she has been wronged. All what we are told that she is seeking justice from this unjust judge. She shows us what perseverance is like as she keeps coming back to the judge until she wears him out. If we want to give the big idea of this text and place it in its general context of the chapter, we can say that this text tells us that while we are waiting for the coming of our Lord, we must be serving him faithfully. So that's the main big idea. Then the second main big idea is, while we are serving God faithfully, we will undergo trials. But we must not lose heart, but battle trials through prayers. That's how the chapter starts, by Jesus telling us a parable to the effect that they sought always to pray and not lose heart. Our Lord commands us here that we must always be praying, because prayer will maintain a healthy and strong faith while enduring the trials in this life. As we look around us, we see that everything around us is trying to sabotage our faith. The entire world system is out to strangle faith in Christ. Our sinful human nature keeps telling us that we must seek happiness in the material world, in the thing we see and touch. So as we seek to live a godly life in this world, we always endure conflicts, trials, and tribulations. Suffering is a big part of our lives while we live in the world system that is in direct opposition to everything Christ stands for. When we look at the judge, it is no secret, as the gospel tells us, that this judge is not vindicating this widow out of right motives. He could care less about God, and he could care less about this widow. His motivation for giving the widow justice is so that she will stop wearing him out by her continual coming and by her continual pleading with him. This widow has not given up. She continually come until this unjust judge granted her request. It is interesting, as we look at the Greek word used here for her consistency, this word is found in the ancient Greek games such as boxing. So this widow is wearing out her opponent with words the same way a boxer wears out his opponent with punches. So the point here is not that God is like this judge. God is nothing like this judge. What Jesus is telling us is that if by perseverance this widow receives justice from this unjust judge, how much more will we receive an answer when we persevere in prayer to our merciful and loving God? So Jesus is giving us two comparisons. The first comparison is if this unjust judge grant justice to this widow, how much more God will do. We can be sure that God will grant justice. We can be sure that when the Son of Man is revealed, God, the righteous judge, will dispense justice speedily. The second comparison that Jesus makes is between this widow and us as believers. Just as the widow perseveres in her continual coming, so we as believers are to persevere in our continual prayers. One mark of God's people is that when they encounter troubles, they don't give up their faith, but they fight for faith in continual prayer. The believers are the ones who pray night and day, according to Jesus. So this text is challenging us to persevere to the end by prayer. Prayer is what draws life, giving water when the well is deep. Prayer is what grips grace and holds tight until helps arrive. And so, as this text challenging us, let us keep praying and don't lose heart. Amen.